some introductions. Lisa, did you mind starting us off with your name and where you're from?
Sure. Atkwi Lisa Cusack, Chistatiklam Niskayamsen. I am the new Traditional Foods Project Manager for Jamestown. And just in time, I used to volunteer for this coalition, so now it's part of my job.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Lisa. Let's see, who else do we have on here? Elise?
I'll unmute myself, sorry. Yes, my name is Elise Crone, and I work at Garden Raised Bounty. I'm in Olympia, Washington, and do classes on herbal medicine and on indigenous foods. And we're working with a group of quite a few of us developing a curriculum called Tend, Gather, and Grow. That's a K-12 curriculum about wild foods and medicines.
Awesome. Such a great curriculum.
Thank you.
Who else do I see? Buck, is that you?
Excuse me, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Buck Jones. I'm with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. I am part of the marketing for the commission.
Awesome, thank you. Nicole, Charlie?
A video on my computer. I also work with Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. I'm the executive assistant, and I do first foods work with my tribe.
Awesome. Thank you, Nicole. Candace, hi. I haven't seen you in so long. Oh, I can't hear you.
How's that?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Hi, good to see you too. I'm with the Nooksack Indian Tribe, and I'm working right now with the Veterans Program.
Awesome. Let's see, Kathy. Perhaps Kathy, did you unmute yourself? There we go.
Audio works. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Okay, I will try to turn it up. Let's see. I work for the Confederated Tribes of Selects, and I run the Healthy Trinity. I run the Healthy Traditions Program, and that's everything from gardening and canning to fishing and clamming, and this week is our culture camp, and so I'm smoking fish and making beef jerky this morning.
That's awesome. It sounds fun. You do a lot over there. Let's see, I have a 208 number. Do you mind introducing yourself?
I'm assuming that's me. That's this is Abraham Broncho and Esper Stripe.
Hey, Abe. And then I also have a 360 phone number. Don't forget to unmute yourself. All right, we can come back. Hello, Selena. How are you? Maybe she can't hear me. Victoria, do you mind introducing yourself?
Oh, sure. Happy to. Good morning, everyone. Victoria Warren Mears from the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board and the Northwest Tribal Epidemiology Center. And I'm just listening in to hear what you're doing today.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'm Nora Frank Buckner. I also work at the Health Board, Nez Perce Tribal member, and I am our project coordinator. So that's why you get a lot of emails and phone calls from me. Talina, can you hear us okay? Do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good morning. I'm Talina Ives. I am a member of the Port Gamble Sklallam Tribe, and I am the new director of tribal relations for the new agency in Washington, the Washington State Department of Children, Youth, and Families. This agency combines Children's Administration and the Department of Early Learning, and next year, Juvenile Rehabilitation will be joining us.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, we can go ahead and get started with our first objective and purpose, and I have work group updates to start. And I think, Elise, if you're okay with it, let's go ahead and start with the gathering updates. And I know you had some questions or wanted to get some feedback on some things.
Yes, that sounds great. So we have a working group, and I think there are only a couple people on the call today that are in that group. And we've had a couple informal discussions about the September 27th gathering at Suquamish, and Azure has been doing some of the coordinating around the site and working with community members. But it sounds like we're kind of shooting for 150 people to attend the conference, and we have space to accommodate that many people in the main gathering hall, plus one of the side buildings that has three breakout spaces. And so we had talked about doing breakout sessions and making it as hands-on as possible. And in order to keep breakout sessions down to about 25 people, we would need to have 6 breakouts at a time, which is a lot. The space can definitely accommodate that, but the schedule that we have that we drafted at our meeting in Portland has one all-group panel discussion and then 2 breakout sessions. And so if we did those 2 breakout sessions, they're 1 hour each with 6 people, that would be having a maximum of 12 presenters or 12 breakouts. And Nora and I had talked about having some people do their presentation twice. I know our friend Elizabeth Campbell always gets really anxious at conferences because she wants to do everything. And if there are 12 amazing presentations and you can only attend 2 of them, that can be stressful for people. So we have several options. One would be to turn a morning panel discussion into another breakout session. So we could have 3 breakout sessions. And if we did that, we could have people who are presenting repeat their session a couple times, and we would have a total of 18 sessions. And if we split that in half and have people do it twice, that would be 9 presentations. So we just wanted to get group feedback about what you think about that, especially because we really need to start putting the call out for presenters to do workshops that are really hands-on, as hands-on as possible was what the group was thinking. So things like a seaweed workshop, or one idea was to do something on plant dyes and working with cattail, that's a hands-on, making some little baskets out of cattail. So there's that. And should we open it up to the group to talk about that?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to give a more broad overview of how the day might look?
How do you guys feel? Do you want to make a decision or help? Or would you like to see the bigger overall picture of the day? Maybe let's do that, because that would help me personally.
Yeah,
that sounds good. I have a draft agenda that was in the Dropbox. Did you want me to share my screen so people could see that?
That would be great.
Okay, I did pull it up. So,
and I'm just pulling it up also.
All right, can you guys see the agenda? Yeah.
Yep.
Hello.
Great. Okay, so if we get started at 9 o'clock with an opening blessing and some kind of group icebreaker, getting people, getting to know each other. And Talina, when we did our conference last time, you did such a great physical activity that was really, really wonderful. And Shinoa Igawa did another one. So it'd be nice to weave some of that kind of getting into our bodies and into the day. But a keynote presentation on community health, short, half an hour, and we had 7 or 8 people that were possibilities. I know Fonch Sharp was one, and I'll have to check in with the group and see if anyone's had progress with that, but we need to make a decision about that soon. And for the opening blessing, Azure, I think, was going to ask some community members. Last time we had Marilyn Wandry do a blessing. She's a Suquamish elder. And then that 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock all group panel discussion, we could do something with the whole group, or we could have that be a breakout session. The traditional foods meet and greet is where we put the call out for people to bring foods from their area that they might like to share, and we just have a bunch of tables set up, and people can bring pictures and resources from their programs, but especially things to taste and share. So that'll be a good time for just community building. And then lunch, and then the 2 breakout sessions in the afternoon between 1 and 3:30, and then all coming together and doing a little evaluation and starting the Native Chopped cook-off. And this is something that people were really, really excited about, where we have a basket of traditional foods, and we have teams. I think the idea was to have maybe 5 or 6 teams, and everyone gets the same basket with their traditional foods that we would get donated from different people. Like, it might be canned salmon and some berries and nuts, or, you know, different items that the group could try and come up with a recipe that they want to prepare. And the kitchen, I think Azure said the kitchen was willing to work with us. If we wanted to do sauteing or baking, we could do that. And that would go for basically an hour that the groups would have to be able to cook. And then their dishes would have to come out at dinner time. And we would have a panel of elders who would be judges. And there would be prizes for the top groups. And during that time when they're cooking, the whole group could go out and watch a clam bake, salmon cooking over the fire, and possibly wild game being cooked over the fire, which we did for the last conference, and people really just loved being a part of that. We also had someone from Muckleshoot demonstrate how to cook potatoes in a bentwood box. So that could be a, like, you know, kind of going outside and preparing a meal together. Then we have dinner at 5 o'clock and a closing. So this is the draft agenda that the group worked on together. And we still need to make decisions about who's going to be that keynote, and do we want to turn that morning panel discussion into another breakout.
Yeah. So who was following up with Fawn regarding the keynote?
I think Erica Warren was reaching out to people. And I think that we need to do another call with our planning group and just kind of regroup and talk about who's reached out to who and what decisions we want to make around that.
Yeah, so that would be awesome. So maybe within the next couple of weeks. I know it's so hard, it being summer and we're all super busy, but hopefully soon. And then as far as like the prizes and honorariums and gifts, we should have a discussion about that too, so that I can get some of those things ordered for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But does anybody have any feedback or anything regarding the breakout sessions? Like, should we get rid of that panel discussion so that we can have 3 rounds of sessions?
And also, do you have a presentation that you'd like to do? If anyone in the group is excited about sharing something, it would be great to hear about that now as well.
This is Buck, and I just, I think that first breakout session or discussion kind of, at least from the previous ones that I went to, if your keynote is really, you know, could have a lot of questions just depending on, you know, if it is fun or whatever. That's just my thought. And then another, you had mentioned something about having, you know, the panel or the breakouts to be repeated. And sometimes, you know, there's breakout sessions that happen at the same time, and if you could get another chance to see one that you missed that you wanted to go to, that I think that would be an option also. That's just my thoughts.
Lisa, I'd love to hear what you think, because you were at that first planning meeting.
Yeah, I only attended the first one. It sounds like you guys had a couple more.
We didn't really. I think it's just been some informal discussions about it.
Okay.
Yep.
I agree with Buck that usually there's a couple things I want to see, and so if there's only one opportunity, then you kind of miss it. So if we duplicated some of them, some of the six, I think that'd be good. The all group panel, I was trying to recall what we did during that. It's just a group of people up on a panel that will answer questions about what?
I don't know how much planning we did for that. I don't remember, honestly. Vaguely, I'm thinking it was short presentations on different programs. Like maybe people would present for 10 to 15 minutes if there were three groups of presenters, and then there would be a question and answer time. And it's true that, you know, doing a, it would be really tight in the morning if we did another breakout session there. That would be tough to have a keynote and then immediately get people where they're supposed to go. I think it's nice to have some time for people to really land together.
What is that group that does 6 minutes? First, then you have 6 minutes, 5 minutes to talk about your program and what's going on, and it just went through, and those are fun because it wasn't too long, but you also got to hear what was going on, other than, I don't know, I'm just throwing stuff out there.
I think it's a really good idea.
I like that idea as well, because I think it's good for people to hear what others are doing, because so it's more of like that community of sharing and learning, and then they could ask them questions or do follow-up conversations later at lunch or something like that. I see we do have quite a few people on the phone. I know the 208 number is Abe, but I see 360 is Washington, I believe. But does 360-306-5090 mind introducing themselves? Just so we know who's online with us.
Hi. Yeah, I'm from Lummi Nation. My name's Kathy Pierre, and I'm currently the Deputy Director for Workforce Development. And so I attended the conference that was held in Swinomish a while back ago, and so we're just trying to integrate some of the food sovereignty, I guess, approaches into developing youth and traditional knowledge and food for our youth. So that's why I'm here.
Fantastic. Thank you. And that was the two 2387, right? Phone number ending in 9037. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Hello, this is Elizabeth Campbell. And yeah, I am working with the Squaxin Island tribe mostly right now. I'm a Spokane tribal member, and I was thinking, I recently did a seaweed class with Lisa and Azure, and I saved a bit of rainbow leaf and Turkish towel seaweed. So I think in one of the presentations could be on how to make a chocolate ocean pudding and just talking about some seaweeds in general, if there's, you know, that in people's heads that sounds good, or medicine making, or yeah, I'm up for presenting wherever I'm needed.
Is this one of the breakout sessions?
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome. Okay. I can already tell I'm going to have a hard time picking which one I want to go to. And then I don't know if 5090 phone number introduced themselves yet. Sorry if you did. Okay, that's fine. Awesome. Any other feedback for Elise or any other announcements, Elise?
Just that it would be great to schedule a meeting with our planning group, probably in the next couple of weeks, even if it's just a half an hour meeting to get some things rolling. And what I'm hearing is that having people present twice might be good, so that people aren't so stressed about not being able to do everything. And that it sounds like we want to keep that morning panel discussion and have some program updates during that time for the whole group. So just two breakout sessions. Is everyone okay with that?
I hear no objection.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and another option is, you know, during that time where the Native Chopped is happening, I mean, we'll be having some rotations for outdoor cooking, like clam bake, cooking over the fire, and that traditional foods meet and greet time too. Like, those are opportunities for people to share particular recipes or kind of little how-to things. So that if we only have those two breakout sessions, there'll be other times for people to share, I guess.
Yeah. It looks like Nicole, Charlie, she added in the chat box that she agrees that the panel discussion is a good idea, and doubling up the breakout sessions so people can have more chances to attend. So thank you. All right, let's go ahead and move on. I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about the campaign work group. We sent out a survey to our campaign work group members to help us kind of figure out some priority and target audience ideas. Still need to start the bidding process to find a design team, but I think that's going to be happening within the next month or two. And so we're going to do another follow-up campaign work group call. And then Zeke from Quinault, he went ahead and started designing a coalition logo for us. And he wanted me to share it with you guys because he wants some feedback on it. And he wrote me an email, so I'll read off that. But let me share my screen again. Hold on. Share screen. Or am I still sharing? No. Okay. Share screen. Can you see the logo? Nodding. Yes. No. Okay. Awesome. Oh, and if you're on the phone, I apologize. You won't be able to see it, but it's beautiful. And I'll send this out in an email as well, so people can provide feedback if you don't want to say it out loud. But what he said is that when he created the design, I had in mind a blend of Pacific Northwest styles, and more in particular was the traditional plant-based foods that surround the logo. One neat thing about the designs is I did a much simplified version of basket weaving designs from the region and incorporated it into the logo, the mountains, the elk, and trees. The logo is to represent our region from the ocean of the west to the inland tribes of Idaho and south throughout Oregon. The most symbolic meaning in this design is the sacred hoop, which resembles the four directions, four seasons, and life cycles. I wanted to express the directions of the Chinookan trade route, which branched from upper northwest tribes down throughout the Columbia and inland from there to the plains. All 43 tribes of the Food Sovereignty Coalition are represented into the design in one form or another. As I mentioned before, the plants are from throughout our region, from razor clams, steamer clams, camas, bull kelp, fireweed, salal berries, foxglove, wild strawberries, and blackberries. The elk is generalized from different basket weaving designs. I left the salmon fish very simple with little detail to represent most of the different salmon species that are indigenous to our lakes, streams, and oceans. I would love to have feedback. Please let me know if I can add or change anything. All ideas are welcome. So I think it's beautiful. I think maybe personally, maybe one feedback I want to give is just if it could say the full title of the coalition, so Northwest Tribal Food Sovereignty Coalition, but it's a lot of words. So any other feedback?
I love it. I'm, looking at all the amazing designs on there. He's incorporated so much into it. It's really incredible, like the kelp at the top and the fiddlehead ferns and fireweed and salal. I wonder about foxglove because foxglove is toxic, and I don't know of any uses of it beside it's used to make digitalis, which is something that's used for the heart. It's become a drug, but it is pretty toxic. And so I can talk to him about that even, but there might be another plant that would be more significant that could replace it.
Yeah.
Or even just without it might be really nice. I love the salal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's amazing.
He's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressed.
What does the yellow represent? Is it part of the medicine wheel?
Yeah, I see the four different colors there.
I don't think it would be that hard to put NW, Northwest. It wouldn't make it too long. Yeah. My concern was with the foxglove too. I love the kelp.
The kelp is beautiful. Okay.
Everything actually. It's jam-packed.
Yeah. I mean, and that's quite a task to represent our region. We have a very, vast region and very different climates. All right. I will give them some of that initial feedback. And Elise or Lisa, if you want to talk to Zeke too, or shoot him an email, that is fine. And for those of you that are on the phone that may not be able to see this, I'm going to send out an email to the group as well. And Victoria, in the chat box, said maybe a fern in place of the foxglove.
Yeah, another thing I was thinking, Nora and I have absolutely no expertise or reason to think this, but maybe taking another one of those beautiful kelps and putting it along the bottom to give you an upper and bottom border might be nice too. Just a design idea rather than anything else. It's really beautiful though.
Awesome, thank you. Hi Adrian, I saw that you hopped on the phone. Awesome, well thank you guys. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the leadership work group. And that work group, we had an initial phone call, but we really weren't able to get a lot of planning done because we decided it really needed to be an in-person meeting to talk about some of just the, you know, the vision, mission, values of the coalition, and that a lot of that brainstorming is best done in person. And so that's happening next Thursday, actually, at the Health Board here in Portland. And we're going to talk about those long and short-term goals that we established at our in-person strategic planning meeting back in March, and then discuss really wordsmithing those out, and more so the vision, mission, values, and then also maybe some of the things we want to decide on as a coalition. Like, are there certain roles? Do we want to create an orientation packet for people who are new? Things like that. So that will happen next Thursday, July 19th. And if any of you also want to be a part of that, please let us know. You're more than welcome. I have a few announcements. One being the registration is open for the food, our gathering that Elise and everybody was talking about. So I'm just copying the link here. I'm going to put it in our chat box. Sorry. So this is the registration link. I sent it to just one person. My bad. There we go. So if you have not registered yet, please do so. The room block is open at Suquamish Casino and Resort. But it might fill up quickly because they were only able to give us 45 rooms. And if it starts filling up really fast, then I think I'm going to go ahead and book out a room block at Port Gamble as well. And then also we have a motivational interview training that is happening August 1st through 2nd with Daryl Tonema. And we're hosting that in Port Gamble at the Point Casino and Resort. Copying that registration link as well and putting that in our chat box. And so anyone that would be interested in that, Daryl Tonema is amazing. He is native and has done this training for, I don't know how many years, probably a lot, but he's known nationwide. I've seen him speak several times, not only on motivational interviewing, but also for like historical trauma and things of that nature. So if you know anybody who works with patients or people in the community that, you know, are trying to get people to do some behavior change, motivational interviewing is an ideal approach to do that. So those two registration links are in the chat box, and I'll send out a reminder through the email. And then does anybody else have any announcements or resources they'd like to share for the group today? We're all good.
Well, this is Talina, and I was just, I might have missed some of your other calls or meetings you've had, and just wasn't sure if you guys knew that the Centennial Accord is taking place in Suquamish September 24th and 25th. And so if that's news to you, that might be helpful in planning, especially if you're looking at getting Fawn as a speaker, because she'll most likely already be here in Suquamish. And also as a reminder, because of the room blocks filling up, I think that they're going to sell out. And so I'm glad that you also suggested the Point as a backup for the hotels during that time.
Yeah, thank you, Talina. That is news to me. I did not know that. I think I'll go ahead and contact the Point today. Just get that started. Awesome. Any other announcements or questions? Okay, so I have a couple to-dos then. I will get started on the second room block for our gathering. Elise, I'll go ahead and send out a doodle poll today to the gathering work group so we can finalize some of these details and so that I know what I need to order. It will take a couple weeks to get. And then as the leadership work group, I'll send out a reminder email. And then for the campaign work group, please keep an eye out if you're on that work group. We are going to start the bidding process, but of course we want your input as well. But if there is nothing else, then I will release.
I have something to add.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, I joined late. This is Mary Lee Jones. I'm out of the Yakima Reservation. And I just wanted to announce that we're going to have our Huckleberry Feast on the 22nd, which has to do with, of course, the indigenous foods itself. So if there's any interest, it's in White Swan on the 22nd. It's a Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yum. All righty. Well, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to meet up with us today. I'll send out meeting notes and to-dos, so keep an eye out for that. And we'll see you all, hopefully, in September.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.